You're on The Burt Show.
So here she is, phone screener Sean, has been telling us now for weeks and weeks and weeks. This online dating thing, it's for desperate people, it doesn't work, it's stupid.
Well, the alternative is to have Jessica set you up with someone to take you back.
I think I'd go with Match if I were.
Yes, stay online.
So if you weren't listening a couple of weeks ago, we sort of challenged Sean and said, okay, look, you haven't even tried the thing. You're making a judgment about online dating, but you've never actually gone on a date after you've met somebody online. So she did a few weeks ago, and it didn't go great. And when I say great, it sucked.
It was boring. It was dull. And I was talking the whole time, and he just sat there. I was very nervous.
Part of that was your fault, though.
How?
Because you just picked a guy randomly instead of doing what you should do when you go online. Mm-hmm. And that is, like, fill out the whole questionnaire. They match you with somebody that has like interests of you. And then you go on the date with somebody that you have something in common with. You just randomly picked one.
He looked fun in his pictures.
You gotta go
tell by pictures, I guess.
Everybody can look fun in a picture.
Which at the end of the date, he didn't want to wind up taking a picture with me. So that just...
I can't put that on
that
him.
That was weird.
I'm putting that one on you.
Okay. Yep.
Did he look fun in his picture because his mouth was open?
Yeah.
Or you did your mouth kissy face? You're having the best time ever. Hey!
He actually did in one.
He did.
Yeah. See? You look fun.
The little Mento smile. So we said, all right, let's do this the right way. Go ahead, go online, fill out the questionnaire, find somebody that you have something in common with, 70%, 80%, 90% commonality. So that was her homework assignment.
Yes.
And it happened this weekend.
It did. We had a lot of the same interest in music, and so we would talk about that a lot. And he asked me to go out on a date with him, and we went to the Plaza Theater, which I've never been to, but it was a really cool place.
I can't believe you found someone that you're compatible with, like Bert said, who's not in jail or therapy.
Not that I know of. And so we went there and
could
we saw
the furlough and it just wasn't his time for his session.
Or it could be like that. What was that guy's name? Special K or whatever? That weekend jail?
Yeah. It's a furlough type deal.
Yeah.
So somebody find him for me.
You only have to go in Monday through Friday or something.
How many times did you talk to him online or did you speak to him on the phone before he said, hey, let's meet up this weekend?
He was one of the first ones to actually send me a message. So probably, I guess, a week and a half, as long as I had the profile.
Okay.
We just went back and forth. He sent me like a whole page and I would respond a paragraph because I didn't want to give away too much and leave a little mystery.
Sure. What was in his profile that made you think, okay, this guy, that this might work out with?
It was kind of actually like mine. Oh, just boy. Kind of random little like spurts of I like this and this and that. And his music taste was really good. And so we went to see the Blues Brothers, which I've never seen. And that was just a hilarious movie. We didn't do much talking because in a movie you can't really talk. But we talked about 15 minutes before and after. And
the original Blues Brothers movie?
I guess so.
Yeah.
From back in the day?
They're screening it.
Oh, are they? Mm-hmm. All right. So you go there. You talk to him for about 15 minutes. You go into the theater. You come out. You guys do anything after that?
No, because it was like 10:30. And I get up early. I'm an old lady.
On the weekend?
Oh, no, it was Thursday night.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And usually, typically, movie dates, you know, are pretty lame, but that was a different sort of approach to it.
Isn't that kind of a cop-out? If a guy tells you he's taking you to a movie for the very first time, doesn't it seem too easy?
I think movie dates in general as a first date is a bad idea.
Sounds very 8th grade to me.
Yeah, it's a very bad idea.
Not if you're going to a classic movie. Like, it's different. It's not like you're going to see Blart.
It's a different angle.
It's cool.
Yeah, it's kind of creative. It's a little bit different. And I think when you're total strangers, because it's basically a blind date, you know what I mean? Then it's kind of nice to have that buffer in there. You know, if it was somebody that you had met through a friend and you'd already had conversation and stuff, you knew them already, then maybe the first date would be the cop-out. But it sounds like it was the right thing.
Yeah, he even mentioned that it was probably pretty lame at first, but it was a good idea, I thought, and creative.
All right.
And he works at a college bookstore. That's what he does for a living. So he's pretty chill, indie looking, and
smart.
He looked different from the pictures.
Better when you
better,
saw him?
Worse.
His hair just had this thing going on, but I guess worse.
Worse.
But wasn't, you know, he was average looking.
He was better looking in his picture online than he is in person.
Mm-hmm.
Well, imagine that.
That's usually how it happens.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Guys, did you feel any sort of like chemistry with him? Like, was it?
I think it might be more of a friend. Like, I could see myself hanging out with him a lot.
And just being friends.
Yeah. But he does want to go out again this week.
Are you going to go?
There's
something
different about this guy. Because the first guy, he railed on and he had no problem. And now it feels like we're pulling teeth to get information out of you. You're like, he was good looking.
Well, I don't know.
Come on.
I liked his style and he was cute. But I don't know.
At least you're giving them another chance, so something must have gone right.
Yeah, you're not supposed to know.
I'm not closing the book. I might go out with them again.
You're not supposed to know after the first date, you know?
No, no. Okay. And we only talked about 30 minutes altogether, so.
Has it changed your mind at all about online dating?
No. Still and I think not. I think that may be what is still, you know, keeping me far away, because I still think it's desperate.
So just so you're thinking, like, the story that you might have to tell eventually, that you guys met on an online date, is keeping you from actually hanging out with the guy more?
Yeah, your soulmate, you're supposed to, you know, find them, not online, not narrow searches down.
Hmm.
I understand her point. I don't necessarily agree, but I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah. I think Jen should make a profile.
Oh, she's doing fine. You don't got to worry about it.
I'm avoiding Facebook. I'm not going on online dating.
You don't got to worry about that. Okay, well, keep us posted. Sounds like nothing really has changed. Your attitude is still the same about it.
No, but I mean, there's some decent people on there. I'll give you that.
Okay.
Are you exchanging emails with other people?
I haven't checked it since I went out with them, so you might be thinking I'm avoiding it because I found the one.
It does feel like you're holding back, honestly.
Yeah, you totally are. Something's going on.
Mm-hmm. Nothing?
No.
Liar.
No.
Did you spend the night at your house?
Maybe. Did I spend the night at his?
Did you spend the night at his house?
No.
Something's up.
I didn't.
I don't know. It is like pulling teeth to get any info out of you. Something's up.
Well, I mean, there wasn't much to... I guess there's not much of a story to it, just because we didn't spend too much time.
You know, here's what it is. It's she's starting to be proven wrong. So she's, you know, a little thrown by the fact that she came so strongly and said, I will not like dating. I'll never find anyone. Then she goes out with this dude who's actually kind of cute and fun. He likes music and took her to a quirky movie and probably talked about, you know, ways to hide a body and other stuff that interests her. So she's like, huh.
You're getting close to having to label yourself desperate if you continue to go out with this guy.
No,
yes, you will.
No. I'm always right. I will never be wrong. It's desperate.
Well, there's one right there. You're wrong right there.
You're on The Burt Show.